Had an absolute ripper. Live podcast, mid-flight brawl on Saturday at Basement Comedy Club in the city there. Heaps of fun and hung around afterwards. There's other shows on. It was the last weekend of the festival, so there's a lot of mates in town.
Tell some jokes.
Catching up with people. Will Anderson, he was on our podcast. Susie was on another pod. It was a lot of fun. It was great. And at about 11 o'clock, I'm leaving the venue with my good mate, Luke Heggie. We're about to leave. And he said, that's Cherry Bar, isn't it? And I said, yep.
Good joint.
Famous Cherry Bar. Unbelievable venue. Beautiful place. And he said, I believe Warwick Kappa is DJing there tonight.
What?
And I'm like, well, let's time out on going home. No one's going home. Is he DJing there tonight? And he said, yeah, I heard he's DJing at Cherry Bar. Went in there. Heggie said to me, do you think he'll remember you? I said, I don't know. Because the couple of times he has been on our show, I don't know if any of those memories are being retained. He's come in hot onto the show. And I've walked in, made eye contact immediately with Warwick Kappa, who said, oh, Ned Kelly's here, you beauty. Calls me Ned Kelly. Whiskers, g'day, Whiskers. Head for radio, all the good gear from Warwick. Heggie was loving it, absolutely losing his mind. And then Heggie said, how's Westminster Secrets going? Warwick Kappa's famous establishment in Oakley and adult only establishment.
Ladies of the night. It's a brothel, isn't it?
It is a brothel. And he said, I sold it.
He sold it already.
But he was just, you know, he just got it.
That's Kappa.
Wow.
I don't think Kappa's looking at 5-year plans and stuff, but he told me he sold it.
It
wasn't even going well, was it? Did he tell you how much he sold it for?
He said he's doing very well.
Really?
He ended it. He told me the figure and then said, cappuccinos around for everyone. He was very up and about.
That's big news, though. We should congratulate him
because
we occasionally have him on the show. Yeah. He never answers our calls.
I just love he was doing a DJ set at Cherry Bar.
Was it like a Konski mashup?
Let's see if he remembers you. Because often he doesn't remember. We've had him in here after a big night and it all seems like a blur. But can we call him?
G'day, Whiskers.
Have you got his number? Let's put in the digits. Warwick Kappa, will he answer?
No
first
chance.
Thing on a Monday morning.
If he DJ'd Saturday night, he wouldn't be home yet.
Yeah, he might still be. Might be at Revs.
How'd his DJing go?
I didn't stick around. Just wanted to have a chat and hit the bricks.
He's no chance.
He won't answer. Well, it's 8 o'clock on a Monday morning.
Keep calling to wake him up.
What's his voicemail sound like? He won't have one.
The person you have called is not a...
No.
That's a shame.
Who was he with? Who are his mates?
You know who I got to meet? The lovely Lisa.
Oh, his girlfriend.
Oh, long-term partner, Lisa. Lisa was great.
We're going again.
I don't think it's going to help. I reckon he's still asleep. But I met the lovely Lisa.
Yes.
She was awesome. Had a nice chat. Had a couple of beers with Whiz.
Did you just say what? Why? What? How?
I said, I had to ask her, I said, Lisa, what is it like living with this bloke? And she said, well, you know, when he's out and about, he's up and about. But at home, a lot more relaxed.
Oh, really?
Having cups of tea, hanging out with the cat. Yeah.
There we go. Bloody Kappa, sold his brothel.
She gets to see those abs up close all the time.
The real abs.
No, he's got fake ones.
He's got fake ones, yeah.
No, he said he got the fat sucked out.
What do you mean? No, didn't we see? I saw him getting spray painted on, didn't I?
And then he did his teeth. They're worth about 180 or something.
Yeah, I remember I asked him on the celebrity lie detector test, have you spent more than $10,000 on cosmetic surgery? And he goes, that was in the first week, you freak. You should spend some on yourself, Whiskers.
Look what time it is.